Busty Fam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us again. Today, we are discussing the Dead Files episode, The Watchers, which is from season 11, somewhere around the third episode. It is actually the third episode on demand on the Travel Channel.
Be the third and Discovery Plus.
I feel like it's the early seasons that really fuck us up.
It really was.
So we chose this one because our fearless leader, Amy, asked it in the Dead Files Facebook group about which episodes we should cover. And this one was suggested, and was suggested by listener Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Actually helped connect Amy and Megan originally with one of their first interviews.
Lance and Jennifer. They were so much fun.
They were delightful.
Love them.
Yes. So, Amy, what are we warning people about today?
Well, we ended up, we've already recorded this. So we have ended up. I'll start that again.
She's had an espresso martini.
I had one espresso martini. There is a child at risk in this one. She's okay. She's medically okay now. And she is okay at the end of all of this. But she does have a heart defect, which we will talk about a bit. Mm-hmm. And then also we talked about a murder-suicide. And
we talked about strokes.
And lots of talk about cyclones and passions. So and those passions. Are your warnings. If you don't like passions, the show.
What are you doing?
The TV show. If you don't know what it is, you're going to love it.
Oh, man. So we hope you enjoy the show. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
You can't buy it at Costco. Yeah. They don't have it there.
They special order the ad. Anyway,
I guess we should say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We are, we're starting up our, we just recorded a sideshow and
had some snackies
and now we are ready to get in with a recap. And
we're getting jiggy with it.
We're actually in person. Your screen isn't lying to you.
Yeah. If you're watching the video version, you know this. But otherwise,
we're all in the same room.
We are in the same room.
AP and I match. And
I do not. Once again, I did not get the clothing memo.
I mean, we're all in shades of the same family, at least.
Well, mine's blue, but
I know. Mine's blue.
It's green. Those two look green to me.
Hers is more teal. Mine is.
Yours is definitely green.
Mine is Kelly green.
Yeah. I'm the link between you two.
There you go.
I connect you.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. Yep.
I'm the glue that holds this color wheel together.
That's right.
I also noticed that there is not a lick of red between the three of us.
No.
Interesting.
I wonder if that's subconscious.
I wonder if that says anything. Okay. So we're going to jump right in. And I will talk about what we are discussing today is the episode called The Watchers, and we'll probably talk about this in the intro as well, but this was recommended to us by Jim, who is in the Dead Files group. He's one of the admins, and Jim happens to be the guy that connected us way early on to Lance and Jennifer, who are our first clients.
They're so delightful. Yes. I will say I didn't like the title of this.
The Watchers?
Yeah.
Yeah. It should have been called The Corpses.
It was just the three things that were sitting there watching.
I know, but I didn't like it.
They were there
to
collect. Anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will give you the little overview right now. So today we are headed to Blue Spring, Missouri to meet Amber and Dan, who have five kids, one of them with health issues, which we will definitely get to in a little bit.
Which, by the way, we also learned it's a blended family.
Yes.
It's not all five of their children.
They did not lead with that. That was at the reveal.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they've lived here in this house for about 7 years, and they've been experiencing physical attacks, things moving on their own, mood changes, headaches, and nightmares, among other things. Amy comes in contact with a smart-ass man who hates women, and then later, three corpses who collect children, and they're there to collect one in particular, which I bet you can guess which child. Mm-hmm. We meet all of the kids, and they all tell their experiences in a fun production technique taking place on the couch.
That was so fun.
Which we'll talk about, too. I love that. It seems like almost everyone has experienced scratches, and we have photographic evidence this time. Steve brings in an exterminator to make sure it's not rodents. Steve also goes into town and meets with a sheriff who tells him about a previous owner and a brutal murder, suicide, that took place in the home. We also hear about a cyclone that ripped through the town and killed several people. Amy also sees this on her walk, but it's not clear exactly what it is until the reveal. In fact, at the reveal, Amy very accurately describes everything Steve found in his investigation, but he still takes a shot in the dark by making those connections. Amy tells them that three corpses are here for the child, which scares them enough to promise to do everything Amy suggests. But do they? Find out when the activity continues. Okay. So, let's get into it.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive right in. Okay. So, let's see. The first note we have. Amy, AP, talk about what, how, when you watch it on demand.
So I watch these on demand because we still have a basic cable package. And so I was watching it on demand, but it started with Matt saying before Amy arrives, I sweep the house, blah, 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 blah. And that's where it started. It didn't start with the
Steve in the car.
It didn't even start with the open of like, I'm Amy and I'm Steve and, you know, walking through all the stuff that they do. So it was weird. It's somebody cut it. And then also it ended abruptly in the middle of Amy doing her voiceover at the very end of, if the couple does this, then
they can live for many years in their happy home. Mm-hmm.
So
that's weird.
I've never had it cut like that before.
Yeah.
And I even like rewound it to be like, oh, did I just skip over it somehow? Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu likes to do this thing. I don't watch this on Hulu, but when I watch some things on Hulu, every once in a while it decides it's going to do this weird fucking thing where there's like, 378 seconds left of the show.
Yes.
And it starts winding down and goes 378 seconds and it's all dark.
If you click out and then come back in, it goes away.
Yeah. Yep. We had to do that. And I turned off auto. It's doing that to show you that in 378 seconds, it's going to start the next.
It doesn't do it all the time. And it randomly just shows up. Yeah. So,
yeah, you have to get out and go back in. And I just turned off autoplay.
Yeah.
And that helped. But yeah, Hulu's weird. Anyway. And then, Megan, you noted something.
Yeah,
about
Matt's bald. I love it.
Oh my
gosh. I love bald guys. I think they're so cute.
We're both married to bald guys. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But no, I think he's so distinguished with his little bald head.
He is cute.
He's so adorable.
He's a cutie. He's a cutie no matter
what. He is a cutie. I just think they work really well.
Do you know he does stand up now?
No way.
He does.
Is he funny?
I don't know.
All right. We'll have to look into
it. I've never seen him. He doesn't come here. But I know that
really?
Yeah, somebody in the Dead Fast Facebook group found his like promo page or whatever. His
interesting. Page,
and he does stand up. And I'm like, oh,
that's fun.
He doesn't come across as somebody that would be hilarious.
But they also don't give him a shot.
Right.
Like,
no,
he's
I know.
Not he's just like leading her.
And he's pretty like
stoic.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. Matt, if you're out there, let us know. Let us know where we can find you on. Yeah. The tubes of you and all that.
And if you want to come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show. Be funny. You got to be funny, though.
Yeah, you got to be. No
gotta
pressure.
Be funny to be on the show.
But. And we're a family show, so keep it.
Yeah, so keep it. We did that a couple times at the live show, too. We're like, yeah.
This is a family show.
And we're like, no, it's not.
Stop it. Stop the swears.
Like the three times I heard it, it came from Megan, and it was shortly after she said she'd shit her pants.
Yeah.
Well, there goes the family show.
Talk about that a lot. I think my contribution was when we were talking about cucumbers, English versus American, and somebody yelled, I said, what's the difference between, we were talking about what the difference is between an American and an English cucumber, and somebody yelled, ours are more girthy.
Yeah, it was the guy sitting across from Carrie's table with
it was Jeff.
Yeah.
He's funny. Okay. Anyway.
Matter.
So, let's see. So Steve explains where we are and that we're going to meet Amber. We talked to Amber. As I've already told you, they lived in the house for about 7 years and what they've been going through.
I will say I felt like this was a very severe case. A lot of the scratches they had.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
There was a lot of scratches.
Usually when they're like, these are scratches, you know, I have to kind of look. But these were obvious.
These were very, however, I will throw in that if you've ever had a broken nail and you've scratched yourself in the middle of the night, that's exactly what it does look like. So just throwing out a little bit that there is still things to.
They do have cats.
It definitely wasn't cat scratch, though. It was all in funky lines. And
it
that's.
Was, yeah, it, was, it wasn't just like three that's where of it was, these. There was one that was like that.
Yeah. But. The one where it was like all was intertwined.
Like all
That's where to me it was like you had a broken nail and you like were scratching in the middle of the night or something. So it easily could have been something else, but in my mind, in that little bit of, you know, skeptical line of thinking or just needing to have a explanation, that's where I would also throw in of
that's a good
point. Probably would have woken up and just been like, oh, well, which one of my nails is busted?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, and then the Amber, the mom, she talks about how one of her children, Bailey, has a medical defect and she called it a half a heart.
Yes.
Which I Googled and I don't know where I pasted and I think I did it in the reveal section, but you did a little extra work, AP, about what is actually a half a heart. It is not a half a heart.
Not in the way that it sounds. Yeah. So it is called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And it is a very rare condition, but it is severe and significant. What it is that the left side of the heart, so the atrium and the ventricle on the left side of the heart, are not fully developed, so therefore they cannot pump blood. The big issue with this is that the left side of your heart is the one that pumps the blood to the rest of your body. So you get the blood in from the lungs. I talked to my mom a little bit about this, but so you get the blood in from your lungs and then it gets pushed out by the left side through, you know, your arteries throughout your body. It comes in venously or through the veins to the right side. And it's just means that the right side of the heart has to do the left side's job. And so therefore... Oh. It is very significant in that. So the heart is, it's not a half a heart. It still has all four chambers, but only half of it actually works.
Yeah.
So that is that is the condition. And so we learned that Bailey has had three major heart surgeries by the time she's seven because of this condition. So it is something that happens. And like I said, it's hypoplastic left heart syndrome or HLHS.
I wonder if the other side goes sometimes.
Nope, left.
It's only that one that goes? Yep.
So when I read through in that Mayo, it was a Mayo Clinic article, is that when you're born, the right side of your heart is doing the work, but it cuts off and there's like a little bridge in your heart that gets built and then the left side takes over. So once it kind of like acclimates kind of thing, and then within 24 to 48 hours, the left side of the heart takes over and does the majority of the work. But... that when it's underdeveloped in the fetus before being born, then it cannot do that. It doesn't code for it to do those sorts of things. So this is, don't take my word for it. You can go and read it. We'll put the link in the show notes, but this just gives you a little bit of an idea. That's why it's very specific and that it's the hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
Got it. Okay.
I'm sure there's other issues on the right side, but it's a little, it would be different just because of the jobs that they do.
Right. Okay. Good. Thanks for doing that. Okay. So then they talk a little bit more about the stuff that's going on there. The mom has had physical attacks, mood changes. Her health is declining and where she's dizzy and faint and her head's constantly pounding.
Bailey doesn't even live there anymore.
No, Bailey. Well, I think she spends days there, but she doesn't sleep there. She sleeps at her sister's house.
In the interview, they say for the last 2 weeks, she's been at Amber's sister's house. Mm-hmm. But in the reveal, then they say she hasn't been home in 3 weeks.
Oh.
So it might tell you also the difference in time from when things are first started to record to when they do the reveal.
Yep.
So I was like, at least she has someplace nearby that she can go. It's not like they're living states away from family members. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to point out that the couple, Amber is 30 and her husband is 34. Mm-hmm. So just to give people a little bit of a idea about this, and I don't know. I got a little frustrated in this section.
Yeah.
You know, she's talking about things that happen. It's like, okay, so dizzy, vertigo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has faint, you know, that aspect. And then she's talking about having pain in the back of her head on a constant basis. And I'm like, okay. She points to the back of her head because mm-hmm. she just says, I have pain back here. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't say where. And she just points to the back of her head. And Steve's like, these are issues for a 78-year-old woman. I'm like,
rude.
Not really.
Not really.
If that's the case, I've had headaches my entire life. Mm-hmm. That some are migraines, probably more are migraines than I claim. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't know. I think this was just a really poor analogy.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Steve seems to have a issue with that in also when she talks about her husband having had a stroke, and he goes, a stroke? How old is he?
Yeah.
Like, you can only have a stroke when you're old, and that is not true. Again, he was 33 when this happened. He's 34 now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Megan, you said you knew somebody.
My cousin had a significant stroke when she was early to mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon.
No. My mom works in a heart unit and has seen a significant rise in younger people, 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. that come in and need heart procedures. A good chunk of that. Underlying, you know, can't say for sure because there hasn't been a study. I'm sure there has been studies, but she's just noticed a theme of significant intake of energy drinks.
Yep.
Yes.
Causing people to have some heart issues. And then when you go into the whole stroke thing, I looked this up as well. 10 to 15% of strokes that happen to adults ages 18 to 50. So it's not significantly uncommon mm-hmm. for people under the age of 50 to have that. And it can be multiple things that can attribute. Obesity is a factor. Diabetes is a factor. A lot of other things can play into that. And mm-hmm. he's a veteran. Mm-hmm. Is there potential he was around some things mm-hmm. when he was active duty that may have led to something else that,
sure.
of course, is not going to be told that that's where it came from?
Of course not.
I mean,
and stress also.
Mm-hmm. Stroke isn't always this major thing where you're debilitating. Yep. My dad had a stroke and they found it a couple years later. He didn't even know he'd had one.
Yeah.
And then
this guy's was a mini stroke. He called it a mini stroke.
Yep. And sometimes you have stroke that is literally just because they start noticing something's different with your eye.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we have the significant strokes like we were just talking about in our side chat, which you probably heard a few weeks ago about Clarence Clemens.
Yeah.
For the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen. He died from complications of a stroke.
Yeah.
So strokes run the major gambit.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. That's what, you know, that was the beginning of his downfall mm-hmm. was he had a stroke and it. They said it was not a major stroke. But he couldn't speak after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was major to me. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, you know, once a broadcaster can't speak anymore.
Yep. And, you know, a good thing for all of us, I, of course, didn't look this up before coming back on here, but there is something to make sure that you pay attention for, especially those of you who have relatives or family members that are maybe getting a little bit older. But there's things that you can watch for when somebody may be having us, you know, it's the sloping of the face, the slur, everything on the one side of the body that can be having that mm-hmm. issue. I can't remember. There's an acronym.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
I don't remember either. We'll put stuff in the show notes for you.
So it's just a good reminder to just take a look at any of those first aid things that we can do easily mm-hmm. to help our families.
Yeah. Okay. So Daniel had a stroke and he's fine now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to, let's see. It looks like we don't have a lot of. Amy does see. She's in, I can't remember where she is, but she's in one of the rooms and she's walking around. She says, I feel panic.
Mm-hmm.
And then she mm-hmm. says, I'm hearing aneurysm, male, mm-hmm. young.
Yep.
So she's definitely cluing in on that.
Yeah.
Then we talk about, when they're in the
kitchen,
Amber and Bailey, the little girl with the heart problem, were in the kitchen together cooking and a pot was on the stove and it slid at least 4 inches toward Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And mom believes that was a spirit pushing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the impression it was in that same incident that Bailey was being bothered by somebody. And she said, I'm not afraid of you. And then
I couldn't tell if it was in the same or if it just the way that they cut it, it just ended up being the same story. But
Yeah.
I will say when Steve wondered if the pot was jiggling because of boiling water, that was a bit of a stretch.
No, it does happen.
I know it jiggles, but could it move 4 inches?
Yeah.
That but to me was a bit of a stretch.
That how far it moved when he asked
that? No, she didn't say that. She didn't say 4 inches till after the question I thought Steve the same thing. Because if you get it to a certain point, especially if you have the lid on it, it really starts to build that pressure up. And so that was the same question that I had of like, okay, well, how much was it moving? And then she was like, no, it moved diagonally like 4 inches. Again, is that just because that's how Steve asked the question? Or was that truly what was there? Not saying that, you know, I'm just
not saying it didn't happen.
Not saying it didn't happen.
And also, I noticed it was an induction stove.
Yes.
And you know how when you put like a glass down on a table,
if you have liquid on there
and there's liquid and it'll slide because of the liquid on there. I don't know if induction stoves work that way. I've never used one, but it is a flat surface with a flat pan on top. And if it was wet, it's possible it could have.
And it doesn't matter how heavy the pot or pan is. So yeah, again, these are healthy questions to ask. It's not denying that somebody saw anything. It's just,
Clients are lying. We do not think the clients are lying.
We weren't there, but these are just things. These are questions that are going to come up from not anybody, but from a lot of people who are going to look at
something. If we were Steve, these are the things that we would also ask.
I probably wouldn't.
Megan would be like, what? Really?
Yeah. I would be like, wow, I believe you 1,000%.
1,000%. You do not need to validate.
Don't even need that.
And then Amy and I would be behind the scenes like, Megan, no, that's not how you're supposed to
react. I'd be like, stop talking. I'm listening to the story. Okay? Stop interrupting. It's rude. And AP's like, question? And I'd be like,
we need to go find a couple of stories of like, kind of like the two truths and a lie, and just read Megan a couple of stories and see if she can figure out which one's the lie.
You should try that. I bet you I wouldn't. It'd be like, I saw a unicorn.
False, they're all lies.
Wow, you saw a unicorn?
That is the national animal of Scotland.
I know.
And what's their next most popular animal?
Sheep.
Haggis.
The haggis.
So I was right.
No.
Haggis is made of sheep.
Yes.
The food, yes, but the animal, no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna claim it as a win.
All right. Let's see. Do we have any more? I don't think we have any more notes.
Yeah, not
that.
Until Amy starts talking about a smart ass, and I'm like, yeah, there's three of us here, so.
Yeah. she's sensing us.
Uh-huh. And then she says he's not cool with women. I'm like, okay, nope, that's not us.
Yeah, no, that's not us.
And I'm like, it's like a theme. It's like a fucking theme.
Yeah.
I think I wrote that later.
Then we jump into like the master bedroom where Steve is talking with Amber still. And the conversation was really weird between the two of them throughout the whole time. Yeah. I don't know if she was just so nervous or anxious or it just like wasn't comfortable with Steve. But it felt like, you know, he's like, so what's going on here? Nightmares. Oh, are you having nightmares? You know, it just took a little bit to get there. And then it's like, what kind? What happened? What's going on?
Maybe she just isn't used to talking about it.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, that's why I said it could be anxious or that sort
she's
of thing.
She's nervous
it
just, about all the cameras and stuff.
It could be any and or all of the conversation there.
I would say she's nervous of Steve because he's a big guy, but we all know that's not true.
Just maybe one way.
I'm funny.
He says, well, and I do think that this is a fair question. I know we give him a lot of crap for saying certain things, but he said, you know, is it a side effect from one of the medications? Obviously, she hasn't talked about taking medication, but at least that they've shown.
Yeah,
but obviously she has told him she takes medication. And it's a fair question
because
a lot of medications cause people to act and react differently. Mm-hmm. I know people who have had from surgeries that have had to take Vicodin or oxycodone.
Yeah.
And they get weird hallucinations.
Loopy.
When I've had all the surgeries that I've had, the meds that I've had, I've not had any hallucination type dreams. And I have had the same stuff that other people were prescribed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any issues. You know, or there's some people with Ambien. I remember when I worked at a staffing company, I had to talk to a woman in another state who was like, so my driving issue that comes up on my record is I was on Ambien and she got in her car and drove in the middle of the night.
Oh, yikes.
Does she know Roseanne?
But, you know, she
didn't make her racist.
She didn't even know when she got arrested until she literally woke up in jail.
Yeah.
What happened?
I had a friend who did that, too. And she came to happy hour and ordered drinks, ordered an entree, was sitting with us. She seemed a little off.
Yep.
And then she ordered these pot stickers, and then she said she didn't like them, and she wanted to return them after she didn't like three of them. And then she paid her bill and left, and then I was like, that was weird. I just thought she was really drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, 2 days later, we saw her again, and she tried to order the pot stickers again, and the bartender was like, you didn't like those. And she's like, yeah, I do. It's like, no, you were just in here like 2 days ago and you ordered them and then you didn't want them and I had to refund you for them. I'm not letting you order them again.
Yeah.
And she didn't know anything about it. She didn't remember anything about it.
Wow.
And she said that she would wake up and find receipts in her purse from bars.
That's so scary.
That is scary.
She was asleep that whole time.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is like, I have known other people who have been, you know, Ambien or other sleep medications that's heavy like that, where they get up and they eat everything in their fridge and then they go back to bed and they wake up the next morning like, why do I feel like shit?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, what happened to XYZ that I was going to have for lunch today? I was marinating meat. How did I end up cooking? When did I cook it?
It's so scary.
It is extremely scary. But nonetheless, that's where I was like, well, it is a fair question.
Yeah.
Especially if it was only one person having nightmares. Mm-hmm. But if it's multiple, I mean, we've all talked about nightmares that both of you have had.
Yeah.
And we know kind of where that can play into. Mm-hmm. And usually there's something that happens prior to that, unless there's some form of influence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Oh, and then he does ask about the pets, and they have cats and bunnies, which, how do you have cats and bunnies? How do the cats not eat the bunnies?
You don't let the bunnies run around free, typically. Oh. They're usually in a hutch.
Oh, okay. You know, we have a bunny that lives in our backyard.
Aww.
Vivi hasn't killed it yet?
No, it's big. It's bigger than Vivi.
Well, it's not hard to do.
I think it's from the same litter that she did unalive.
Oh, it's plotting revenge.
Yeah. But he was popping through the yard the other day.
Big shot, pointy teeth.
Not that I could tell. He's a big guy, though. I assume it's a guy. Maybe it's a girl. But comes through the yard. And the other day, I let the dogs out at like 5 a.m. And he was out there. And he was like, oh, shit. And he was running around trying to get out. And he can't get out of the gate. Because we had to put mesh up so Vivi can't get out.
Oh.
So he can't get out. And I'm like, how the fuck did you get in? Just go that way. But, you know, rabbits are really dumb. So he's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And then the dogs are all running around. And Gracie looks right at him and then moves along and does what I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe she didn't go after him.
Talon would have caught him old for you.
Well, I didn't want. And so then I'm trying to get the bunny out, trying to get the dogs back in. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, okay, I've seen this rabbit in our yard so many times. Mm-hmm. This rabbit lives here. Mm-hmm. And I see. And every time I let the dogs out, they all run to one spot down here, which is right where Vivi found that baby. And when she found that baby, I saw one guy scoot out and go that way. And I think that's who this is.
Yeah.
And he comes back to that spot and I think he sleeps there.
Aww.
So now I want like a doorbell out there.
So how to let him know when I'm stupid are rabbits to live in a yard with predators.
Right.
Constantly.
Well,
you are chased every day.
Yeah. But
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't matter where he lives. He's probably going to get chased every day by something.
Yeah, but why go into an area where you can't get out of? Well,
because it's a big tree.
We had one that tried to escape from my dogs and it half escaped, but it got caught in the fence and I found it the next day.
Oh, that's what
poor
I was afraid
thing.
Of. I think he was trying to get out, trying to find a spot that was big enough. Anyway, I named him Roger. But and I didn't even put it together. I didn't even put Roger Rabbit together. I was
God, that's so.
For some
I
reason,
didn't either.
The name Roger came to me, and I was thinking of him as a bunny. Mm-hmm. And then I'm telling Greg that his name's Roger.
Yeah, where's Jessica?
And he goes, "Oh, Roger Rabbit," and I'm like, "Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either."
I automatically did because I was like, "Oh, Jessica."
Yeah, no, he's Roger. So anyway, Roger lives in our yard now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, he Steve did try to did the exterminator thing we talked about, and Then we get...
And a few words that exterminator was. Yes,
that exterminator was. He was funny.
Oh, yep. My. Nope. Yep. Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Because he was probably... Bye-bye. This is, again, one of those things. I'm like, did they prep him and say, you can only say stuff like this?
Oh, I'm sure they did. Oh, I'm sure he's not
can
like that.
Can you imagine if he was like, oh my God, I love this show. I want to find something low. You know, they would never... No.
Yep. Nope. Nope. Sure. Okay.
Yep.
Bye. Yep. Maybe he was like one of like the old timey authors where they paid him based on like
the, on the words. The
words.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like, ooh, just say five.
We only got like $30 for this guy.
Sorry. So, no.
Yeah.
We blew all our budget on Steve's ring shots.
Yep.
Those Zooms, they cost money. Cost a lot of money when you Zoom.
That's right.
I will say when Amber and Dan, or when Dan was interviewed, uh-huh. His stance was, both were like.
I did a screenshot of the two of them like this.
So aggressive. Be aggressive.
I see more defensive because of the way that they're both like, their shoulders are back, even though they're hunched like this. They're like, I'm not going to let you in kind of thing.
Mm. Well, they're both military. So I'm wondering if they're like, I have to prove myself to you, like manly man.
Yeah.
Not but, that everybody in the military is like that, but.
But also. How much closer to the camera do you think Steve's standing?
Oh, I know. So I was looking at the picture and I was like, you know what? It's possible Steve is in the front of the couch. Mm-hmm. He might not be behind the couch with Dan.
Oh, my
God. Steve could be in front. It could be first perspective.
Because we know that from past with conversations mm-hmm. with clients that he's, what, 5'6"? 5'9"?
I think he's like 5'10".
Oh, I think he's even shorter than that.
Really? Yeah.
I think I would say 5'8" tops.
I was going to say, I think he's between 5'6" and 5'9", somewhere in there.
My earlier joke first about thought his was 5'7". Funnier.
So because I feel like I remember saying, I'm 5'6". And I feel like I remember being like, oh, that's not that much different than me.
Really 5'6"? I feel like you're taller than that. Although I'm shrinking.
Have a big personality.
That's it. That's what it is.
But that was my biggest thing is that, you know, we see this here. But also then you have, you know, the defensive mannerism of Steve's asking the questions and Dan is like, yeah, I've actually had these experiences and like, you know.
And he probably knows Steve doesn't necessarily believe it.
Yeah, exactly. Even though this is season 11 at this point in time.
I imagine anybody at this point who is calling Steve and Amy into the house has seen the show or they wouldn't even know to call.
Right. Yep. But then later on, give him commends for asking the question, well, is it a side effect of medication?
Right.
And then he does the stupid,
You boozing?
Shut up, Steve. Not everybody's an alcoholic.
That's
like,
right.
Just because you probably know a bunch of them.
That's
like
projecting. I'm trying to see how tall he is. That's why I'm on my phone.
You know, it's the, you know, people can drink some and not be considered an alcoholic or have all these issues.
True.
The way that he phrases it always sounds like he's asking if people are alcoholics to me.
What? According to this, he's 6 feet. Yeah. Sure, Jan. Sure. Okay.
It's Wikipedia. Anybody can edit that.
Yeah.
It was Pinterest.
It takes, I updated our IMDb. We're on IMDb, by the way.
What?
I updated us our IMDb. And because I added you as a writer.
Awesome.
And I changed your name because I had you on as Simmons. Or no, I had you on as Austin. I changed you to Simmons. So yeah, but I have to go through a lot of rigmarole to get that changed.
Really?
I have to fill out these forms and then it goes to a real person who looks at it and decides if I can have it or not.
At least they're looking at that kind of stuff rather than just...
They should.
Yeah.
They should. But it's weird that Wikipedia doesn't. Yep.
Oh, we don't have pictures.
No, I can't put a picture and I have to pay to have a picture.
Yep.
I have a pro account, but it's not a paid pro account. Once we get rich, I'll do that and I'll put in pictures.
For sure.
I do want to note about the banister when he talks about how he was going, was going down the banister and he felt like he was pushed. And then Steve goes and wiggles the banister. And I'm like, that shit's really loose.
It's very loose.
And then Dan says, oh, it happened again 2 years later. And I'm like, so this happened. Let's say you knocked the banister out when you did that. And then it happened again 2 years later, and we're still looking at the banister that's not connected. Are we going to fix that or not?
To be fair, we took out the metal banisters in our house 15 years ago.
Yeah. Not back in?
Correct.
That's fine. I mean,
we just never put new ones in. We're going to, but it's just been like, it's actually been really nice when we've had some big
stuff to carry.
Things to move.
Yep. But I feel like...
I mean, you have five children in the house. Yes, I would think you would put those banisters back together.
Especially if people are getting pushed into them or near them or around them.
Yeah. I felt like that was weird. And unless they cut it weird and they fixed the banisters and they just broke again yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know. But I was like, dude, you might want to get someone to fix us.
That's where I was like, I wonder where between his falls and then his stroke or aneurysm... Where did the falls occur in that? Is there something that, like a blood clot that broke off that what could have potentially caused that other issue?
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't know necessarily the chronic. We know that he had the stroke when he was 33 about a year ago. And we know the falls were before that at this point.
Yeah.
I will say he did say he had three discs explode. Yes. I cannot imagine the pain having had one disc issue and it wasn't even exploded.
I don't even know what that means that the disc exploded.
That's probably a little bit of a exaggeration. Yeah. They don't literally explode. Yeah. But I have had I've had some back issues where I've had a disc go crazy and it's extremely painful. Yes.
Well, it's because your nerve, you have the spinal cord right there. So you have a lot of nerves that are running right along that line.
Yeah. It's very painful. Oh, when they meet the kids in the living room, they did this thing where they shot the couch empty and then they shot the couch with girl number one sitting there and she tells her story. And then
she's still there.
She's still there. And the next one pops up and tells her story. Mm-hmm. And the next one pops up and tells their story.
So cool.
And the next one. And then after they that kid back. Tells a story, he disappears. And then the next kid disappears. And then the next kid disappears.
It was so neat.
And I've seen them do that before. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which episodes it was, but I know I've seen it before. And whoever's idea that is, we like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Do it again.
Yeah. Do it again. Do it again.
In a show that's
do it again. In a show that you're not recording anymore.
Yeah. I've definitely seen that a couple of times. I feel like there was one in Wisconsin where there was a bunch of kids in a house.
Oh, is that
in
the one with the lady that had 9,000 children?
Oh, and they had to buy a nursing home?
Yeah. I feel like that might have been in something like that, but I do remember that with a bunch of kids before, too.
Yeah.
They've done not quite like that with the couch, but when we've seen some of the ones where they've had a business and they're talking to people and they don't really introduce, like, Diane. No, not Diane. Tattoo parlor.
That's Diane.
Was it Diane?
Yeah.
Diane had the tattoo parlor.
God, it's all, it's all running together right now for me. Sorry, Diane.
And they did talk to a bunch of
friends on Instagram.
Yeah. she's, thank you, Diane. She always likes our posts.
Yes. You're the best.
She's very supportive.
We love you.
But even like when they were talking with people that are her employees, like they would just pop them in and out. So they'd be like, he'd be asking a question and we'd talk to one person, then ask the next question. It's a different person.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of throwing that through, which kept the show moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did. That's cool.
Oh, this is after that, Amy starts talking about the three corpses.
Yeah, I want to make sure we talk about that. The three corpses Amy sees that are there to collect children.
Not the corpse brides.
No, no, they're men, I believe.
There's no Tim Curry.
Or Tim Burton.
Yes, thank you. I knew there was a Tim somewhere.
There's a Tim.
There's a Tim where there's a
Tim everywhere.
There's always a Tim.
There's always a Tim.
Damn it.
Let's hope there's always a Tim.
Yes.
In our... Okay, so the three corpses who are collecting children, and then she says, oh, this is the part I want to mention, when they talk to little Bailey. God, she's a cutie.
She is so cute.
She's got a cute little voice.
She's an old soul. Yeah. She's been here before.
I don't know if I agree with that based on your reasoning, just because she's probably had to explain it a lot. So she probably knows
but she's so I don't know, there's a connection that I see there that she is not just a young soul that gets very excited easily and being around. There's a difference when you meet somebody who's a younger soul.
Well, and she's also obviously sensitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she's been seeing probably this shit her whole life. And that whether she's an old soul or not, maybe she is, but that is going to make you be a different little kid than you normally would if you don't see that shit.
Yep.
But when they're talking to her and she says that she sees these shadows in the hallway.
Yeah.
And Steve says just one shadow. And she says, no, there's three. Mm-hmm. And then she says, sometimes they move. Like when I blink, they're in a different spot. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Because I watched Doctor Who.
Yes.
And the angels, the weeping angels, mm-hmm. who when you blink and then you open your eyes again, they're right here. Mm. Or they get closer every time. Yep. So you can't blink. If you approach the weeping angels, you cannot blink because they will keep coming up close. I know. And as soon as you're told you can't blink, that's when you got, I had something in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was very creepy to me, mm-hmm. that poor mm-hmm. little girl.
Okay. This is just a me thing probably, but when Steve starts off, he's like, so Bailey, I was talking to mommy. I hate when he says, I was talking to mommy or I was talking to daddy. I'm mm-hmm. like, just the way he says it, I just get so, I like, I know it's supposed to be endearing and sweet. I feel so creeped out.
It is kind of creepy and it's pandering too. Like,
I just feel so creeped out.
Yeah.
But that's what they usually know their parents as, like mommy and daddy. But if they call him mommy, I don't know. I see where he's coming from, but I kind of get it too.
I can understand. We never called our parents mommy and daddy. It was mom and dad.
I didn't either.
I did when I was little.
It was mom and dad.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Maybe when I was really little, but I don't remember ever calling a mommy or daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordan calls me mommy. Yeah. And I know because he starts every fucking sentence.
Which is fine. And there's mommy. Different things. It's mommy. It's him. Mommy. It's him saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mommy. Yeah. What? What do you fucking want?
Mama.
It's, oh my God,
mama,
yes. Mama,
I had that as my ringtone for when my mom calls, but then she called me too many times and it was driving me crazy and I had to stop doing
it. And you can't ignore him. He just keeps going, mommy, mommy.
Yep.
What the fuck do you want? And it's like, hi. Great. I'm glad.
Hi.
Great.
Hi.
Good talk.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So the corpses are coming and Amy asks them, where do they come from? And one of them says, you know, it really doesn't matter who sent us. We got a job to do. It's not personal. I'm like, it is to the little girl and mm-hmm. her family.
And they want to take her to a better place. I'm like, I hate when people say better place. Like, I know I've caught myself doing it.
Yeah.
I hate when I do that because you're trying to like tell, at least when we're doing it, we're trying to tell someone like, oh, your loved one is
happier now, better off now.
Maybe some of them aren't.
Yeah, maybe some aren't.
But yeah, I was just
where
like,
they're going.
It's like, this feels just wrong because mm-hmm. they are doing something bad for someone's own good in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, we're taking her to a better place. Okay, so you're kidnapping her.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Then we get Mike. Oh, my God.
Oh, the exterminator. Yeah. We already talked about him a little bit. But
I said, geez, Mike, don't bog us down with unnecessary words. Can you stick to the facts? But
the whole time Steve is talking with him, Steve has a popped collar that is strategically popped with the scarf going underneath it. Like, it is made to look like it's kind of like the old money feel kind of vibe mm-hmm. that you get with his trench coat and the...
I didn't even notice any of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't notice any of it.
Yep.
He's so... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, he very much wants a certain image of himself to be cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that image is not cast, I think it would affect him a lot.
Probably.
Yep.
I mean, you know, he's New York City, so I'm sure he knew the mob pretty well.
Yeah.
We talked to the sheriff, Daryl Forte Fort.
Steve got a call from the local sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they just
did, yeah. They happen to return a call?
Because he said multiple times, anytime I'm in doing an investigation, I always reach out to the local police department. Like the first few seasons, every time
all of that shit is called and taken care of before they even get to town.
Say that, like he reached out to you, like, "Oh, I heard you were in town."
You were in town, and I thought I had some information for you. Anyway, we talked to this guy. He tells us about former owner of the home. Her name was Lois Bowley. Purchased the property in 1959. And Amy, you had a comment.
Yeah, I said, how could a woman buy a house without a man present? And I wish I was kidding, because in a lot of places, it wasn't until the 1970s mm-hmm. that they could actually own property without a man.
And you wouldn't think Missouri would be super progressive on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
But she was a real estate mogul at the time. That's what they say.
I did find something.
Also, this was her fourth husband that we'll be talking about.
Wait.
Not the fourth time she got married to this guy.
No, they're... We'll
get to that.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I said that.
So,
so I did do a quick Google search, and by 1900, every state had passed legislation modeled by New York after New York's Married Women's Property Act, granting women the right to keep their own wages and to own property in their own name.
But so, that would be married
right,
women. So
married.
She was married, though.
She had been married, so she was able to keep the property that she got after either the passing or divorce.
So right. maybe she just married guys so that she could buy property.
She might have.
And then got rid of them when they were...
But that
allowed we don't know
her...
what happened to Lois's first three husbands.
Correct.
But we do know what happened to the last one.
Yes.
Her fourth.
Her fourth.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a funny conversation. When,
oh my God, it was so
the guy
stupid.
Explains that, well, Steve, for some weird, unknown reason, says, was this the first marriage for both of them? Full well knowing it wasn't, I'm sure. Otherwise, why would you ask that? And the guy says, no,
first marriage to each other.
Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, this was their, was their fourth marriage. And then Steve goes, okay, so now this is their first marriage to each other. And I'm like, yeah, Steve, they did not marry each other four times. Mm-hmm.
Well, they go back and forth. He goes, okay, so Steve says, so... Now, this is their first marriage to each other. And then he goes, no, this is their fourth marriage. So they were both married four times. Yes.
Four times. They were both. And then I said, wait.
Why did that conversation go on so long?
I said, if I have two apples and AP has two apples, how many apples do we have? Like, that's the vibe it
three.
Was.
Yeah.
Three. Wait, we have three apples.
How many did I eat?
Wait, which one's caramel?
Did I come in and eat one?
Yeah. Did you have two apples?
Full of worms.
I mean, it was like, it did not need to be that much of an exchange.
No.
It could have been. They were each married four times.
Each. And that not both married four times. That's another thing. They were both married four times. No, they were each married four times.
Yes.
Both married four times does make it sound like they were married together.
It's so rare that people remarry somebody they divorced from.
It does happen, but it's soap operas
a lot.
Probably not four times. Well, in soap operas, you're right.
Well, yeah, that's because they have a personality change, or it's their twin that was in a coma, and now the other twin's in a coma.
That's right.
Obviously.
And then the triplet comes out of nowhere. And
then has a glow up. They come out. They're born 1 year, and the next year, they're 17 years old.
Who is the guy from Days of Our Lives? He just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Who?
He played one of the main, he was one of the main characters.
I don't know. I was an All My Children gal, so.
I was All My Children when I was little, but then I turned to Days of Our Lives.
John Black, I think he played.
Oh!
Yeah, he died a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Amy didn't know that, apparently.
I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah, John Black. So Drake.
Drake.
Oh, Drake Ramore?
Drake.
He passed away on September 28th.
Oh, I did not know that. What did he die from?
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh,
oof.
He's one that he came on to play Roman, and because the guy that played Roman quit, and then he came on to play Roman, and he could not look any more different than the original Roman.
They say it was,
and everyone was like, "What the fuck is going on here?" So then they changed the character so that he was just pretending to be Roman.
Do you remember?
But he really wasn't Roman.
Do you remember when
he was really John Black?
All the Passions characters came over to. Yes. I loved Passions
I did
when
too.
I was in
I
high
did
school.
Too. Passions was the best.
Oh my! It was terrible, but so good.
So bad and so good.
Mackenzie Westmore from Face Off. She was in Passions to begin with.
She's Sheridan, right?
Yeah, she's Sheridan.
Oh my God.
Then half of the characters or half of the actors that were on Passions ended up on Days of Our Lives. So you've got
Teresa Lopez Fitzgerald.
Yep. Luis,
her brother.
Yep. And
Lopez
then
Fitzgerald.
The guy who played her
Ethan.
Lopez Fitzgerald.
He was her husband.
Because wasn't he with also Sheridan and Teresa?
Yeah,
Lopez Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And then you had the old witch and then
Tabitha
and Timmy.
What? Tabitha and Timmy.
This sounds like a fantastic show.
It's so fucking good, Megan. You would love it. You would love it.
Is it still on?
No, you can't find it. You can like find it on YouTube, but not all of it.
It was only a soap opera for a few years. It wasn't on for that long.
Oh my God,
I'm so sad.
Good.
But Timmy died.
Yes,
the
Timmy
guy
died.
Who played Timmy.
Spoiler.
Well, he was
the character didn't die.
Okay. He was a little person.
He was a little person,
and he died. Before the end of the show, but that was kind of in the downfall of where the show was ending. But Tabitha the witch.
Tabitha is such a witchy name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She used to make martinis, but she called them martimis.
That's right.
Cute.
She had martimis. So Greg and I used to record Passions on our VHS every day.
This is an old. This got to be an old conversation.
We used to record Passions every day, and then on Friday we would make Martimmies and watch all of the episodes.
That sounds adorable.
So it ended in 2008. It had 2,200 episodes.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll get the final episode, August 7th. Yep.
Yeah, it says number of episodes, 2,231. Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, you had Teresa, Sheridan, Luis, Tabitha. Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Don't forget Julian. Oh,
Pilar.
Pilar. That was Teresa's mom. Yes. And Luis's mom.
Lopez yep. Fitzgerald.
Lopez Fitzgerald. And then, but Julian, the head yes. Who fell into a vat of tuna.
Bed masters.
Acid. And he.
What?
Well, he ran a company where they like.
Oh, and Whitney. Remember Whitney and Chad? They fell in love and they ended up being siblings.
Oh my God. Passions is still fucking good.
Okay, well, now I need to find
you
this.
You need to find it. It's
NBC. So okay, that's where.
It ran like right after Days of Our Lives. So yeah. I think it was in the 1 o'clock time frame, or it was somewhere close that, I mean, it was again one of those shows that you did not have to watch every episode and you could come back 5 months later and be like, we're still
NBC. We're
still Charity is still stuck in a block of ice.
NBC canceled it on January 16th, 2007.
1999 to 2008.
And then DirecTV picked it up.
For like a week.
Oh my God.
It didn't last very long on DirecTV.
No, it was in December 2007, just months after picking up the series, DirecTV decided not to renew its contract and the studio was subsequently unable to sell the series elsewhere.
Yep.
God damn it. That was so unfortunate. I was really sad.
Oh.
God, that was a fun show.
As of 2024, Passions is the last daytime television soap opera created. You know what? This sounds like a great show, and I want to watch it.
Oh my God! You'd almost have to do it by like a month or something. You couldn't do every episode. You'd just have to like watch a few episodes.
Hours.
Yeah, I barely have enough time to watch the things I want to watch.
I know. Me too.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break.
We recently tried Wantable, and I love everything about them. They sent me a box full of stuff, and I think I kept 3 of the items and returned the rest. However, I noticed after I had sealed the bag and scheduled the pickup that I had forgotten to return an item and was so worried that I would be charged for it. I reached out to Wantable, and immediately they sent me a different return label to package up the item that I had forgotten to send. Not only is their stuff top tier, high quality, adorably cute garments, but their customer service is top notch. I 100% will continue using them. I've already purchased and received my second box, and I look forward to many boxes from them.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/wantable. And here's how it works. You pay a $20 styling fee. Whatever you keep, they subtract the styling fee plus another $25. So you basically get $45 off your order. It's a great deal. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style.
Okay, so where were we? That was a big derail.
Yikes.
Sorry, guys.
It's 10 p.m.
I know. We started this at noon. IMDb to see where I can watch it.
We were talking with the sheriff, and then we started talking about...
Passions.
I hated this part. I hated what Steve had to say about this after... Steve goes, what about the husband? Did you find anything else about him? Yeah, he was a good looking guy, liked to drink a lot. And he was a womanizer, according to the family. And Steve looks at a picture and goes, all right. Yeah, he was a good looking guy. Basically, we got a drinking womanizer marrying a church going woman. And they say, yeah, opposites. That's the sheriff. And I'm like, so glad that we can get it out of the way that he's a good looking guy, because apparently good looking guys, there's just no problems that we have to worry about. Right.
Well, they did get a free ride.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, so
straight.
The guy was creepy looking in that picture.
He wasn't cute.
I hate that language where they're just sitting there and it's just like,
oh, what a pretty girl.
She's a pretty girl. So she couldn't have done that. Oh, so it's only the ugly people that do things
or
wrong?
Or she was targeted because she was pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, it's all of that. We just are so focused on saying what somebody looks like and rather than
what they did what or what happened
to them. Their character was. Okay, so.
Again, Love is Blind. Just saying. Just gonna throw that
I'm
out
not
there.
Gonna watch it.
Okay.
They are not sponsoring us.
They're not sponsoring us.
They're sponsoring
should.
Amy apparently.
Apparently
should.
She's getting paid.
I bought the gold goblets and everything. Oh
my God.
That's what I was like. Those are new.
Yeah, that's what they use on the show, so that they can't tell how much drink is in the. So like
you know what they could do? They could just use the coffee cups that they use in every Hallmark movie.
Oh yeah, but those are empty. Yeah.
It is too soon for shots at Hallmark.
Shots with Hallmark is how I play.
Oh,
the
there
game.
You go. Let's do
That's
that.
What we need to
That's
do.
That's what we're going to do in
oh
a couple.
Oh my God, yes.
In a month or so when we do our Hallmark
I did
episode.
Watch a TikTok video where they were talking about Tyler Perry's.
You watched a TikTok?
I know.
Tyler Perry?
Yes.
Oh.
He makes good.
I thought you were talking about your cutie Tyler from Hallmark.
Oh, no. Oh. This is along this. You'll see how I got to where I'm getting to in the story.
I jumped
ends.
It. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jumped the gun.
Calm down.
Get the map out.
So they were talking about Tyler Perry. I think it's Why Did I Get Married? And they drive up to the mansion where they're all at that. And the guy, the TikTok was like, he just used a white sheet for snow on the roof, and he zooms in on this roof and there's like a white blanket on the roof.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, are you taking notes from Hallmark where they just glue cotton balls to the booths?
That's how they make their skating rinks.
Yes.
Oh my god. Do you guys remember the one that was shot in Minnesota a couple years ago and they're eating the snow off of like the signs and whatnot?
It's like cotton.
The thing about it is that all of us who are from a state where you have this much snow, you don't eat the snow off of stuff like that. You can eat it in the woods. You can eat it in other places as long as it's not colored.
I was going to say in the woods, it's probably peed on, but.
Well, you can tell if it's peed on.
Yes.
Also, if it's flavor.
Fun fact, if you got some urine marks that are blue, those are rabbits.
Oh.
With some of the things that they eat in your yard, especially fermented berries.
Oh, sure.
So then they get bright blue
We
urine.
Are teaching people a lot of
We are.
We are all
of the
place.
Knowledge we are spitting at you today.
This is both a family and an educational podcast.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
All right. Do you want to continue talking about our poor Lois here?
What we do need to say is that at some point, Lois
married Superman.
Married this guy. I mean, he was very handsome. We have to, don't forget.
Was he
good looking. And she allegedly murdered him and then killed her own self.
Yes. Then they start talking about how he was abusive.
He was abusive to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's murder.
It's murder, but it's
vindicated.
It's vindicated, yeah.
I just said she thought that this was the only way she could escape him.
Yeah,
and it probably was in that time.
I mean,
what are we gonna do?
I want to know what happened to the previous three.
Why wasn't the arsenic around? I mean,
maybe she didn't have access to it.
Everybody has rat poison.
Yeah, I don't.
It is usually a poison. That women tend to see is not shooting, but whatever. She was resourceful,
And maybe she'd had
some experience. Well, she's done this before,
and maybe she just snapped and was like, "I'm fucking done with this. Like, you've hit me too many times, or
I love
whatever."
That this Steve though is like, so did this just come out of the blue? Yeah, Steve. She decided to shoot him 3 times in the chest and torso, out of the blue.
Yeah, he didn't provoke her at all.
He didn't like the pain.
No history of abuse.
Yeah. And then
she picked out the wrong curtains for the room.
And then, I think so. Steve says something about obviously these guys had a troubled marriage, blah, blah, blah. And the sheriff is like, according to relatives, it's possible that he could have been physically abusive with Lois. And I was like, ooh, it's possible.
It's possible.
That's why I put it in half capitalized.
That's sarcasm for the youngsters or the old people out there.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
I just thought it was cute.
No, it's possible. It's sarcasm.
Okay.
When you're like, oh, when it's like a mocking tone, like, it's possible.
It's possible.
That's what that means when it's like capital small.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yep. But then we go on and we continue on and we, Amy definitely feels the head pain and all the noise and people fighting and whatever. And then we cut away and come back, and he's like, well, we had this brutal murder suicide that took place. Like, is anything ever not brutal in your language?
Brutal to Steve.
It is all brutal to Steve.
Like, yes, it was not. It was, but it's like he overuses that word.
He does use that word.
I've said that for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a brutal homicide.
Brutal. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
However, he says it in Brooklyn.
And Amy, how did he go through archives or records?
Oh, he was searching to the archives. Instead of digging to the archives. He was searching to the archives.
Digging to old records.
Digging to old records.
Yeah.
Or what was the original? Was the original?
Digging through the archives.
Yep. So now we have to discuss the cyclone.
Yeah.
It's a big point of contention for the Amys.
Let's just mention that there was a weather event.
It was probably at the time that's what they called it. However, with science, it could have done a little bit of fucking research and figured out that that's not what it should be called.
I mean, isn't that what it was for Dorothy Gale?
Who's Dorothy Gale?
Wizard of Oz. Dorothy
was that Gale? Her last name? Yeah. I did not know she had a last name. Gale, like the wind. Oh, it's so clever.
I know.
Look at that.
Yeah, so, it's a cyclone.
It's also a song by Baby Bash.
Yep.
She moves her body like a cyclone, and she makes me want to do it all.
So I do want to give up.
We are not paying for that royalties for that.
Maybe cut that out.
So I do want to give a little bit of. There is terminology that we use interchangeably with things. However, scientifically, there is a bit of an issue here with the terminology. So tornado is most likely what was actually the term that they needed to use here. Cyclones are technically like the same size as hurricanes. So when they said later on that this was a 100-yard wide cyclone, cyclones are miles, like to hundreds of miles. When you think about how big of a hurricane, like the eye of the storm of a hurricane, and then how far it goes out from there and the pathway that it goes through. So this was most likely actually a tornado. Hurricanes happen in the northern hemisphere over oceanic waters. That's where they start. Cyclones happen in the southern hemisphere over oceanic waters, typically. Due to the Coriolis effect, they do spin opposite directions. So in the southern hemisphere, waters tend to spin more in the clockwise direction.
Mm-hmm.
And in the northern hemisphere, it's counterclockwise. And that does have to do with the Coriolis effect that's around from pole to equator. So
also, fun fact, Australian toilets do not go the opposite direction. They always say that they do. People always say they
do. Because of the Coriolis effect. Yeah. That's what people... It's
how did you know that I was thinking that? I was literally going...
Because you spend as much time on TikTok as I do.
So the...
Because that's where I learn everything.
How dare you?
Amy actually Googles and looks up...
I know, Amy's like, she gets
Wikipedia
knowledge.
Wikipedia and shit. And Megan and I are like, that's not what TikTok says.
Well,
I'm sorry, Amy, you're wrong. That's not what TikTok says.
I watched
Kevin James Thornton, and he told me.
My niece.
He said Shamala Hamala.
Yeah.
I did teach this stuff a little bit. That's why it perked my attention when they kept saying cyclone. And I was like, aren't we in the Midwest?
And it's so funny because I didn't put it in the notes, and I should have. But I was like, I wonder what the difference is between a cyclone and a tornado. I'll look that up. No, Amy, I'll do it.
Amy, I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was probably terminology that was used during the 1800s and even early 1900s. But the definition is that like cyclones don't really happen here. But then we also have a term called a bomb cyclone, which does happen typically where you have the pressure system changes and it hits a drastic area. It is not a small pinpoint. It's more of a big area. We've seen this.
Drastic area or Jurassic area?
Drastic.
Okay. Oh, like I heard Jurassic.
It sounded like Jurassic, and I'm like, dinosaurs? What did I miss?
Also, fun fact, Jurassic Park should have been called Cretaceous Park because all of the dinosaurs that are in are in Jurassic Park did not actually exist in the Jurassic era.
Wait, we got to go up. You can't miss my joke because it's really funny.
Yes. Per cyclones, yes. Megan has something
to
say.
I did have a joke because AP said that her sister never heard a tree come down in her yard when the tornado hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if a tree falls during a cyclone and you can't hear it because you're in the eye of the storm, does it make a noise? Well, like, you know, if a tree falls so in a
in
wood.
In the eye of the storm, you would hear it.
Okay. But because
it's
joke.
Calm.
Why you got to do this?
Because.
Why you got to do
I'm
this?
I'm trying to help you write your joke better.
But that's what makes it the funny.
It's already done.
It's already written.
You got to run your jokes by her before.
Shyamalan, we start. I know. We'll have a meeting.
Well, so okay, as AP, Megan was saying, Kelly, my sister was in the tornado that happened around her house in end of August, right at beginning of September. And
I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was right. It was the weekend before Labor Day. And she did not hear. She was in her house. She did not hear the several dozen trees fall in her yard. She did not hear or feel the trees fall. She did not hear the several trees fall on her house. They had five or six trees that fell on their house.
She and didn't she hear the ones that fell on the house?
Oh, because that's how loud the winds
wow.
were.
Oh, wow. That's did crazy. It sound like a freight train? That's what they always say.
Yep. It does. Like when you hear the wind pick up like that, it is.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's really scary. So, yeah, in this cyclone slash hurricane slash
tornado
there were this family that lived in the house, right? They lived at the house, right?
They lived in a shoe.
And they were trying to escape. They mm-hmm. were trying to, one of the parents terrible. Took one of the children, and another parent took another child, and they went off in opposite directions. Well, I don't know if they started out in opposite directions, but they were picked
they ended up. Ended
up
in opposite directions.
They ended up, and they all ended up passing. And there were two other children. One of them was found in, well, so I read the article, which is not what they talked about.
Yep.
One of the kids was found in water 50 yards away with, quote, a branch of wet straw wrapped tightly around his head and shoulders that it was with difficulty removed. How it came there was a mystery, which will probably never be solved. And then it said he was only slightly injured, and it was because he was wrapped in this hay.
But hay then, and straw are different.
What?
Hay and straw are different.
Oh, well, the woman said he ended up in a hay. What did she say?
But she said straw was wrapped around his head.
Yeah.
The article says straw was wrapped around him.
A branch of wet straw.
Yeah, but then he said hay.
Because the other kid was thrown into a hay rack.
I thought that was the kid that was thrown into the hay rack. I thought the kid that was found with the hay straw wrapped around him. I'm going by the article. And then, well, then I don't know what happened to the other kid.
Yeah.
I assumed that was the same kid.
I just thought you were just mistaking the words in there because the hay and straw, some people use them interchangeably. They're not the same. Hay has nutritious value. Straw is bedding.
Okay. Well, the article said a branch of wet straw was wrapped tightly around his head and shoulders. And the article conflicts with itself. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it says they were both very badly injured. And then at the bottom, it says this guy that had the straw wrapped around him he was only slightly injured. And that was probably because of the straw that was wrapped around him.
I'm trying to figure out what they mean by branch of straw.
Yeah, who knows?
Because
this is the newspaper.
Oh, I know.
They often do not report things very accurately.
Late 1800s as well. Right. Like, but
yeah, this was what, 1859?
I'm trying to understand. Like, okay, so you have strawberry bales, but like, does he mean?
They probably didn't know the difference between the two back then.
Silage or anything. Like, I don't know what a branch is. I don't know what those things don't come in branches. Straw doesn't come in a branch. That I know of.
Yeah, well, the person who wrote the article didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was more about that and this kid that, so the two children survived. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to them as far as what
life,
where they lived or what happened. But anyway, that was.
And being in Missouri and again, this tornado cyclone hit in late May mm-hmm. of 1879, tornado season. Yeah. These things happen because you have slow moving cold weather or fast moving cold weather fronts that move towards if it's moving towards the south and meets a slow moving. I always think about it is cold fronts move fast. So you think about when you want to get to your car really fast mm-hmm. in the wintertime. You move quickly. And in the warm weather fronts move really slowly. So they have the slow southern drawl. Yeah. And when they meet, that's why where they meet in the U.S. is very specific in that Tornado Alley aspect, which is more towards the southern states. And the warm area can hold more water. So that's why you have so much, you can have all that rain and everything that comes down with it. So it's holding a lot of water, meets the cold, and they basically start to tumble mm-hmm. on its side before it goes to vertical with its motions.
Okay.
So, interesting.
Science.
Lots of science today, folks.
Any more we need
that.
To do before the sketch?
Nope.
Okay. Here we are at the sketch. Amy saw several horrifying things, but she really is interested in the three males who were the corpses. And mm-hmm. she gives a description of it, which I then popped into my AI.
This is horrifying.
And it is.
The pictures that came out are disgusting.
They're terrifying.
It's not what I
And they look like zombies.
Them. Yeah. It's pretty gross.
So do we know who these corpses mm-hmm. ever are?
I don't think so.
No.
Not at least not in the show. They don't reveal
it. They don't.
I think when you said that you asked for them to generate a child
sitting on the bed.
Yeah. I think they just made the three corpses into children. Because if you look at your...
Well, these two were both before I changed
okay,
it.
Okay.
I just put in what Amy said because mm-hmm, she didn't mm-hmm. say anything to the sketch artist
yeah.
that we saw yep. about a child. But the sketch at the end had a child sitting on the bed and all these corpses and ghost children
yep.
were around her. And so I added that and it didn't change it at all. It kept leaving this bloody guy in the bed, but whatever. So here we are.
Here we are.
At the reveal.
Reveal.
Jeez, we thought this would never happen.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going for a while. We're chatty.
Yeah, we have. So we talk about, Steve introduces Amy to the family. And
it was very Brooklyn the way he said blended.
Yeah.
It was a blended.
Blended.
Do any of you think that when you look at this, there are five children, four of which are girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They said that women are hated in this house, mm-hmm. women and children, but probably women and girls mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that with the activity continued to rise up, is there potential because there are so many
Probably.
Women living in this house?
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me yeah. at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just that there's so many children, which we've heard the corpse people
mm-hmm.
want. Now I want a corpse reviver, by the way, which is a cocktail.
I can make you one when we're done.
But not just that we have so many children that they are looking to collect, harvest, whatever you want to call it, but we have a lot of feminine energy
yeah.
or female energy in yeah. general.
Right.
And especially
as Amber said, oh, is it because she's a girl?
Yeah. yeah.
And the fact that the one that they really want is already ill.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl.
And that's partly why they want her.
Yeah.
And yes. obviously she's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I would be curious to know if any of the other kids are truly sensitive. Yeah. I mean, they get scratches mm-hmm. and they've seen stuff. But like, are they like, obviously this little girl, she called her a gateway. Amy
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
So, which to me just... Sounds like that means we're moving on to another
harder medium. Show.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, if she called her a gateway because she has abilities or because she has this issue that
I think it's the abilities.
I thought it was because of the abilities, but
it could be the heart condition could be because of that.
Maybe.
Potentially, yeah. if we want to look at it yeah. from that angle, too.
Yeah, could be. Anyway.
Yeah.
Amy talks about the corpses and yada, yada, yada. Oh, and then here.
Amy, I love your sarcasm throughout the reveal here.
Oh, my God. So Amy goes, she talks all about whatever's going on is really stressful and creepy. I hear people yelling, but she's talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep.
And she says there was a dead man holding a little baby. All of this is residual. It's causing a lot of stress and anxiety for people who live here. Steve, this might be a long shot or this be a shot in the dark, but you saw people freaking out, a dead man holding a child. And then he brings up the cyclone. And I'm like, Steve, do you even know what shot in the dark means? I mean,
yep.
She just fucking described this yep. to a T. And you're like, oh, this might connect. I don't know.
I was pretty high, so that had me laughing aggressively.
I see you four smiley faces and then dying.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, is he just trying to make it so that it's not like, holy shit, that's dead on?
But at this point, he was not having her.
So no. He was okay with her right now.
Was he?
Because she was still in the reveals.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this is season 11.
This is season 11. It doesn't.
She was still in the.
It wasn't until like season 13 that he started really having an issue with her.
With Amy?
Yeah. She was not being virtual in the reveals.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't until post-pandemic that it really started.
Well, that's when he was really over her.
Because they had very differences of opinions.
Because he's wrong.
I also said she worked in a toxic workplace. Say it with me. Tornado.
Not cyclone. Yes. So I don't know that there's that much more we need to go. They talk about all the different things. And, oh, my God, you had a stroke and you're only 33.
Dan said, talking about mood swings, and I get home from work. I'm in a good mood. I come in the door and it's like I'm irritated, pissed off, and I just want to be by myself. And I'm like, it could be because you resent the family. Like, you have five kids. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's blended, but that's
a lot.
That's a lot of stress. Kids. And what if he has a shitty job? And he comes home and he's sick of his job.
One is super sick. Which then probably puts on even to the other ones that they have. Mm-hmm. They're vying for some attention.
Yes.
You know, good, bad, or otherwise. But then you also likely have the oldest, whoever that is being parentified.
Yes.
Not necessarily because they mean for that to happen, but because they've had to focus on the youngest, child who might die.
Right. Yeah.
And so therefore the oldest child, who may only be older by a couple years,
is now having to
kind of taking on some of that other aspect.
She probably is.
I 100% agree with you, Megan, because I thought the same thing. I just didn't write it down, but I would agree that there's, especially when we hear this a lot, and it's usually the male perspective that's coming home and I just want to be alone. I'm like, hell, I want to be alone.
Yeah.
Does Amber work? I don't know. We didn't talk. So it's like, if she doesn't, now you're the only breadwinner in a large family, one of which your children is extremely sick. That comes with a lot of medical bills. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying it's not paranormal, but I'm like,
there's a lot of stressors in this guy's life, and that, so let's just say he loves his job and he's happy and he's treated well there, that's still a ton of stressors, but it's a chance that he has a shitty job that he doesn't like.
But it could also be why you enjoy being out of the house, you know. So if he, you know, there are just a lot of things. And so I think it's great for us to continue to question, because a lot of us do have that question. And it's not
normally
about,
not me.
And it's not about blindly following something
I follow off. I'm a lemming. Just walk me off a cliff.
Fun fact, they don't do that.
You gotta shit on my jokes today.
You gotta run your jokes by AP before we start.
This episode will be called AP Shits on Megan's Jokes.
That's a good title for the episode.
AP just tells the facts.
God, Megan, just you're so fucking dumb. Lemmings don't do that.
I happened to see an article once, like, do lemmings really jump off the cliff?
But did you read the article or just read the title?
Oh, was it on TikTok? Because if it wasn't on TikTok, I don't know if I believe it.
Guys, you know that I don't go on TikTok very often. I go on there and then I'll be like, Amy sent you 17 videos.
Granted, that was a course over the course of,
an hour.
But no, it will be a day.
It'll be over the course of a couple weeks, because I'll then go in there and then I'll be like, because I don't do the notifications on it. Yeah. Because if I do notifications on it, then I go in there more often.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'm like, Megan sent you a video, and I open it up and I'm like, it's all on her side of the page. I'm like, well, half of them I've already seen on my own. Anyway, so let's get ready. I got to pee.
I gotta go pick up my child.
We're gonna...
Well, as we keep going through the reveal, there was something that, you know, they start talking about what happened to Bailey in the kitchen. And Amy's like, yeah, he likes to have females feel fear. And Amber's like, little girls too. I'm like, honey, they're also female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it was just a spur of the moment type question, but I was like, those qualify.
Yeah. And then there was another part where Amy is discussing the alcoholic womanizer guy. And then Steve again says, so womanizer, drinker, used to live on this property. I might know who you're talking about.
Every damn time.
Really, Steve?
Every time.
I said, this is just a shot in the dock.
Doc.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I mention he was hot? He was seriously good looking.
Yeah. He was super hot.
Actually, you wrote hood lurking, but.
Well, you know what?
Or lucking.
I was high, so it's amazing I'm making sense.
It is.
But then I will say.
Very well for being
high. Thank you.
He does go later on from, this could be a shot in the dark too. Exactly as Amy described.
Yeah.
Which is it, Steve?
Pick one. Anyway.
Yeah, so
I will say the way that they talked about the murder-suicide, I felt was kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree. Her. Yep. Well, yeah, he goes, and trigger warning for anyone, give it 30 seconds. But he just goes, he's like, he shot her, or shot him, and then she goes and blows her own brains out. It's like, do we need to say it like that? No. Is that necessary?
She took her life. She died by suicide.
Even saying she shot herself in the head is a totally different thing than what he said, he totally diminished her and her life by that because she died by suicide. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think we don't know all the details. He villainized her. And well because
he was good looking though.
That's right.
He was good looking. Even if he was a womanizer.
Everybody see the lights?
Sorry, Alan.
That does happen. Oh, I Palo Santo this whole room.
No, it was something else was kicking on. So
it makes my eyes itch.
Oh, really?
I did that by my because I have a stick and I did it by my computer like a bunch of times and then my eyes itched.
Really?
Allergic reaction. The devil is in you.
It has nothing to do with the actual.
Did you see the TikTok video? I'm just
with some, was someone trying to.
That's where a guy was doing
trying to sage, and then you couldn't breathe.
No, I bet you can't. Demons
<It's> working. I put. You know
why is this making me cough?
Mom, I can't breathe.
I bet you can't. Demons,
it's working.
when we saw Jenny, she gave me a little piece of selenite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I put it over the door of my office.
And Greg can't go. And
I thought, I'm not going to be surprised if Greg comes in here and is like, oh.
Yeah. What? I can't come in here, Amy. And you're like, demon.
He walked in the other day, though, and I was sitting at my desk and he's looking around at all the tapestry, quote unquote, Timu tapestries I have hanging on my wall. And he's looking around and I go, what are you looking at? He goes, I'm just taking it all in. And I said, you've only been in this room 9,000 times. He goes, I know, I'm just looking around.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, in the reveal, we do see pictures that Amber drew.
Yes.
That we did not.
Drew.
Bailey
sorry.
Drew.
Amber. She's no disrespect. She's quite an artist. She's quite an artist. No, they were drawn by
Amber,
the child.
Amber, don't give up your day job. Pursue art.
They're very good at drawn by an 8-year-old, but yes, I wasn't really sure what we were seeing and they didn't really describe it. They just showed. Mm-hmm. And Amy just says, oh my God, wow. But then she never says, oh, that looks like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then we see the sketch.
And it was a freaky sketch.
It was a really cool sketch. It was a very well drawn
picture. Very well drawn.
Much better than AI did. Mm-hmm. And I did note, and I was waiting for this, and it didn't happen. Steve did not leave you out his shit before he set it down on the
table.
However,
I think they cut it out.
Oh, maybe.
Because if
they've been listening to us in the past.
In the past, exactly.
Time is just a
construct.
It
but if you watch his reaction, it almost looks like he's either about to say something or he just finished saying something when he hands it over. I wonder if he just said something that was oddly, wildly inappropriate.
It never happened.
Based off of the shit that we've already said today that we don't agree with.
It would have to be bad for them to cut
it
out.
But this is the first time that I can tell that they've ever cut him out or he has not said. So he may not have said anything.
He may not. I may have. Yeah.
I feel like there was a cut there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Dan's like, well, this is exactly what Bailey describes seeing.
Yeah.
And Amber even said that that's how she sits on the bed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then Amy's like, they keep saying they're here for the child who is sick. And Amber goes, oh, she has half a heart. What?
Yeah.
So then we go into, I don't know, there really wasn't anything like mind blowing that came out.
No, there wasn't.
This.
I mean, they made connections between what Amy saw and what Steve found out. Mm-hmm. And then they did. She gave them something to put around the house. Mm-hmm. And Steve asked what it is. And she basically was like, don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
It's a lot of
she
stuff.
She never answered.
She said it's from voodoo. It's various things taken from voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, you wouldn't understand. So I'm not going to bother explaining
it to
you.
You're not a hot man.
That's right.
So I don't care.
Maybe I'd tell the womanizer, but.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're good looking.
The dead one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's good looking. Yeah.
But then she talked about how she's going to get her team out here to take care of them. I did send an email to Spirit Mechanics to find out if it was them. I have not heard back yet.
It did sound like it was them.
It did, because Steve's like, who is this team? And then she described how they have all of these different things with different religions. Yep. It probably was them. I have not heard back. Mm-hmm. I will update this if I hear back before it airs. Anyway, and then Steve, that includes our telepathic nut job.
Thanks, Steve.
So she gives them the stuff to do. They say they're gonna absolutely do it. And then the follow-up is 1 month later. Amber says they followed all of Amy's advice. Her team came out.
Yep.
Helped clear the house. It feels so great in here. It's literally like light replaced the darkness. Mm-hmm. And then little baby says, I have good dreams every night. I get to sleep in my own room.
Mm-hmm. That was
very
the best.
Cute. Yeah. Very cute. I will say, when Jim suggested this episode, he sent me a screenshot of when Amber, the mom, was in the TDF group on Facebook. And she had said that everything's great now, but they did end up moving out of that house.
Okay.
Like after, like not because of this necessarily, but they don't live in that house anymore.
They also have 5 kids that were like,
and they have another one now. I looked at her Facebook page and there's a new baby. Like new as of last year, new baby. Yeah, so like there's 6 kids now. So, thanks for joining us for this.
Thank you.
Lovely recap.
I hope you stayed with us.
Went off on 9,000 tangents. And we thought we got it out of our system by doing the sideshow first and we chatted for a good
hour. And then we chatted after that.
And then we chatted while we were taking a break and having our snacks. We chatted. And
there was a lot of chatting.
There was a lot of chatting. But we have not done this in person in a while. No. I mean, aside from the live show.
No.
Which we really were not able to go off on tangents. But anyway.
So thank you.
Thanks for sticking around.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.